How many of us this morning are morning people?
有多少人是早晨比较警醒的？
How many of us, our minds start working sometime after noon?
有多少人到下午才开始醒过来？
Well, for those of you who are morning people, we're going to talk about some riddles, and hopefully that will be a help to you or be a benefit to you since you're a morning person.
如果你头脑是清醒的话，我们要给你问你一些的这个谜语啊，看看你是否可以猜得出来我在讲什么。
Just a minute, I need to get some electricity to my monitor. Well, if I fall on the floor all of a sudden, you know it's because I got tangled up in a cord.
如果我跌倒的话，你知道我在这里被这些电线绊倒。
Okay, now I understand that riddles work if you understand the language well, but sometimes translating them, they don't work quite as well.
谜语是需要大家对这个谜语的本身的语言，有一些的了解，经过翻译的话就失去了意义。
So if these all make much sense to you in Mandarin, don't worry, they do in English.
所以听英文，这个翻译的很差。
First riddle, what gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
第一个谜语就是，什么东西越把湿的地方抹干，它自己就变得越湿，所以越抹干就变成越湿。
Anybody know? A towel.
就是抹布，你把越把地方抹干了，它自己变得越来越湿。
Second riddle. What can you catch but never throw?
第二个，比较难翻，因为说问原这个谜语就是你能够接，却不能够抛啊，是什么东西？在英文的翻译就是你这个感冒，伤风感冒。
So our English-speaking morning people already said a cold.
I'll get tripped over by this thing.
Okay, the last riddle. I have something that I carry with me every day. Sometimes it's like a nice friend who keeps me going and makes the day bright. But it's a very changeable thing, and at times can ruin a very nice day and make it bad. It determines how I relate to other people. It's not done yet, just a minute.
第三个谜语很长哈，而且有一样东西我天天随着我，好像老友一样时。它可以帮助我使天色长蓝，帮助我往前行，但是它却变幻异常，使我有的时候我的日子以悲惨做收场。
Goes on and says, sometimes it helps other people to like me very much, and other times it causes people to like me very little, if at all. Yet no matter how hard I try, I can't get rid of it. What is it?
这个。这个东西决定我与人相处的结果啊。有的时候我变得人见人爱，但是有的时候呢，却让我引起公愤。所以无论然而无论我多努力，我都不能够除掉它。它到底是什么东西呢
？And some of you already know it's my attitude.
这就是我们每一个人的处事的态度。
Now attitudes, we have some sayings about them. And you need to understand these sayings as well.
我们对这个人的处事态度有一些的说法啊，我想帮你们了解一下。
Sometimes we'll say he has an attitude.
常常我们说这个人态度不好。
The truth is, we all have attitudes at all the time, and this one you can tell what they mean by the tone of voice.
就我们每一个人对每件事情都存着一种特别的定势或者是倾向，从他的语气里面就可以看出来。
And sometimes people will say they need an attitude adjustment.
所以常常我们听到有人说这个人需要调整他的态度。
So my question is, do we really need just adjustments, or do we need more?
各位，我有的时候想，我们只是真正的需要调整一下我们的态度呢，还是我们需要有更多的要做？
I brought something along as an illustration that probably most of you do not know what it is.
我带了一个东西在我手上，也许有些人已经看出来到底是什么东西。
For those of you back in the cheap seats, I put it on here so you could see a little bit better what it looks like.
在后面廉价座位的，我把它放大了，让你们也可以看得清楚。
Anybody know what it is?
这到底是什么呢？
It's a carburetor off of my chainsaw.
这是气化器，这马达，引擎里面的气化器。
And so when I think of adjustment, I automatically think of this or another small gas engines.
如果我们讲到要调整的时候，我马上就想到这个气化器。
And you take a screwdriver, and there are three adjustments that you can make on the carburetor simply by turning the screw.
常常这个气化器里面有一些的小的螺丝，你只要去把它些少的这个调整一下，它就会运作的比较好。
It makes all the difference in the world how the carburetor is adjusted.
这个气化器是否运作的畅快，看你怎么样调整它。
But sometimes, no matter how much you adjust it, it still doesn't help. You know why?
但是有的时候，无论你怎么样调整它，它都不运作的，不能够好好的运作。为什么呢？
It needs more than adjustment. It needs to be rebuilt or overhauled.
因为不能够只是调整它，需要有一些的完全的翻修。
You need to take it apart, and these are very essential components here that eventually wear out.
有一些很重要的零件，因为长久的使用已经损坏，所以你要换一些新的零件。
So I really think probably as far as attitudes are concerned this morning, some of us need rebuilt or overhauled attitudes, not adjustments.
所以今天早上也许我们有一些的心态，我们要做完全的来翻修，只做调整是不够的。
But to give us the benefit of the doubt, I've titled the sermon Adjusting Our Attitudes.
但是因为这个容易讲的缘故我就把我们只专注在这个调整心态这一方面。
If you'd like to follow along and take notes on the back of the bulletin, there is an outline.
在诸位的周报后页都有一些的地方让你可以写笔记。
So the first question we're going to ask is, what are attitudes? We need to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
那么首先我们需要为这个心态来做一个定义。
The first thing that I want to say is definitions tell us what they are, what attitudes are.
心态的定义可以帮助我们更了解到底我们在讲的是什么。
So we'll look at Webster's dictionary first.
所以我们看看韦氏的字典是怎么解释的呢？
And it says, first, a bodily posture showing or meant to show a mental state, emotion, or mood.
第一个，它讲的是我们的姿态，我们的秉性，或者我们的心情。
What this means is it's something like this. Somebody is standing like this looking at you, not saying a word. Can you tell their attitude?
所以如果一个人插着手坐在站在这里只是瞪着眼看你，你知道他的心态是什么吗？
Or especially for kids, if your mother is standing like this.
特别是你们孩子们，如果看见妈妈插着腰站在那里瞪着你，你想她是开心还是不开心？
Or somebody has their finger in your face.
或者有些人指着你的脸。
Second thing it says, a manner of acting, feeling, or thinking that shows one's disposition, opinion, etc.
第二个解释是讲到一个人的定势、意态，或者是他的倾向。
I would like us to look at the two words that are used in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23.
但是我们想用刚刚我们所念的以弗所书中间所讲到的、提到的两个字。
First word that's used is actually we would say in English pneuma, which means spirit.
第一个字其实是讲到我们的神情。
And it's translated in NIV as attitude.
这个翻译成为心智。
And then the second word is nous, which means the intellect or the mind.
第二个字是我们的头脑或者是思想。
So putting that together, it means the spirit of your mind.
所以放在一起， 就变成我们的这个神，我们的感受或我们的思考。
This is actually the translation that is used most often in different versions of the Bible.
或者是翻译成为这里所讲的心智这两个字。
And I like that, but sometimes I think maybe we relate more to attitude.
我很喜欢这样的翻译，但是常常我们对这个态度的了解有一点的不同。
But whatever is in our minds, the spirit or attitude of our mind really affects our whole life.
无论这个态度怎么解释，它都是一种感受或倾向来影响我们的生活。
And we can have attitudes towards particular people.
我们对有些人会产生有一些的感受。
For example, politicians, bosses, coworkers, neighbors, even ourselves.
比如说，我们对一些的政客，我们的上司，我们所熟悉的人，会有一些的特别的感受。
And we can have attitudes about things such as money, cars, even the weather.
我们对一些事物也有我们的反应啊，对金钱有我们的态度，对天气、对我们的车都有一些的感受。
How many of you have heard any bad attitudes about the weather this week?
有多少人对我们的天气有不好的态度呢？
How many of you have had a bad attitude yourself about the weather this week?
有多少人在这个星期对外面的天气有反感？
Well, this was posted on my Facebook page on Friday. I think you'll like it.
在脸书上有这样的一个一句话。
It says, "On the bright side, have not seen a mosquito in weeks."
虽然天气恶劣，但是往好的一方面想，我整个星期都没碰到一只蚊子。
Well, the word attitude by itself really is neutral.
但是态度这个字本身是中性的，没有不分好坏。
And so what we need are some adjectives to tell us what kind of attitudes they are.
但是我们需要一些形容词来让我们看出来到底我们这种态度是什么样的态度。
And quite often we use two broad categories, opposites. We have good attitudes and bad attitudes.
常常我们有两个字啊，是相反的，一个就是好的态度跟坏的态度来形容它。
Or using another opposite, we have positive attitudes or we have negative attitudes.
或者是正面的态度跟负面的态度。
Now that's the broad categories, but we can come up with more specific adjectives for our attitudes as well.
这个只是一个很大的分类，但是我们仔细来看的时候呢。
So I want you to turn to a person next to you and come up with at least two different adjectives that you can use for attitudes.
所以我想你转向你坐在你旁边的人，来看看他，或者你们可以讲有至少两种比较比较针对他现在的心情的两个形容态度的词语。
I'll give you 60 seconds.
给你一分钟的时间。
And I wish I could find an extension cord for this. Plug in the keyboard though.
Oh, it's stuck in here anyway.
It's all wrapped up. Where did it go?
In there. Well, is it long enough to? Is it long enough?
No, I can't come out that way.Nope, no power there. So I'll just go back the way we had it. No power there either. Okay, we'll just go back to where you had it. I'm giving you more than 60 seconds because we're looking for an extension. I'm still afraid I'll trip and break my neck.
No.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Beginning to have an attitude.
It just quit. It's not working at all. Yeah, take a look. Yeah, I can do that. Okay, let's talk about attitudes for just a minute. What kind of adjectives did you come up with?
你们找到什么样的形容词呢?
It was just out of there. There came out. Nasty attitude. Okay, that's a good adjective. What else?
Cooperative.
Cooperative. Yes, we got a positive one. Good. Any other attitudes? Optimistic attitude. Yes.
有乐观的，有合作的。
Okay, I thought of some as well.
心态.
I have more time to think than you, though.
我想了这些这么多，其实就是想到，或者是有的人有很细腻的，或者是马虎的，或者是被容易挑剔的、指责的、被逆的、喜乐的、饶恕等等，很多不同种的心态或者是态度。Now
I want you to turn to the person next to you and be honest and tell them which one best describes your attitude right now.
所以你告诉你旁边的人，到底哪一种？ 是最适合他的这个心态。
Frustrated. Also hopeful that my next week won't be as bad as this last week. Okay, we're going to just do a little short game here. We're going to do name that attitude.
我们继续玩一个游戏，就是要认出这个心态。I'm
going to show you a picture of a person on PowerPoint and let you name the attitude.
我会投射一个影片，一张像，让你们来看到底这个像里面是指出什么样的心态。First
one is multiple choice. Is this girl joyful, rebellious, or judgmental?
到底这个她是 喜乐呢，还是悖逆呢，还是有一个指责的？
And everybody said rebellious.
当然是对他的，也许他的父亲有一些悖逆的这种心态。I
think the father might be judgmental.
父亲也许是在挑剔他的错。Okay,
second picture. I don't even need to give you the choices. Everybody said joyful.
Need to see a dentist.
She's happy anyway. I'm giving you a chance to translate. You're not even giving him a chance to translate. All right. The next two, I have no choices. There may be more than one correct answer.
这个呢?
Any answers? Stubborn, obnoxious, rebellious, lots of things. And then one last one.
Okay. 所以从这些外表的举止，我们很容易就看出他内心的情形是怎么样，对不对？
Well, I think we understand now what attitudes are, so we need to move to the second question, which is, are attitudes important?
当我们认识这个心态是什么东西的时候，第二个，我们需要了解这些态度是否重要呢？<笑>
Now, I'm sure we already know the answer is yes, but let's look at some reasons why.
我们当然知道态度是重要的，但是原因是什么？
Chuck Swindoll has a great quote. He says, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is more important than the facts. It's more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do."
Chuck Swindoll 讲了这么一句话，年纪越大就越能够体会态度的人生的影响。态度的重要程度呢，是远远超过实际的情形、经验、教育、金钱、环境、挫败、成果或他人的意见和评语。这个态度比外表、比我们的天分、比我们的技巧更重要。He
goes out and says it is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home.
态度可以使我们的公司、我们的教会、我们的家庭或兴或衰。So
the first thing I'd like to say is our attitude shape our reputation.
所以第一个我想分享的就是我们的态度可以影响我们的名誉。Think
of someone at work or at school. Think of their name.
想一想你们的同事或是同学。As
soon as you think of them, what kind of feelings do you have?
一想起他们的名字的时候，会带来你什么样内心的感受呢？
Do their attitudes have anything to do with the feelings that you have about them or their reputation?
你这种感受是否造成你对他们的这些人的印象呢？
It has a whole lot to do with their reputation, doesn't it?
这些态度是否会影响这些人的名誉呢？
Let's think about ourselves for a minute. How about us? How do people feel about us?
反过来，别人怎么样对我们产生什么样的反应呢？
What kind of reputation do we have?
我们在人的心里面会产生什么样的名誉呢？
Has that reputation been determined by our attitudes?
这些产生的名誉是否是因为我们的态度所造成的呢？
Second thing I want to say is I believe that our attitudes affect Jesus' reputation if we call ourselves a Christian.
第二个，我觉得我们的处事的态度，如果我们称自己是基督徒的话，会影响耶稣的名誉。Have
you ever heard someone say, if that's what a Christian is like, I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity?
你是否曾经听别人说过，如果基督徒是这副德行，我可更不愿意，真不愿意与基督教打交道。I'm
sorry to say that I've heard that a number of times.
不信我常常听到这样的话语。Does
it matter what other people think about Jesus?
世人对耶稣有什么样的印象，是否是重要的？
This means yes, this means no.
有点反应吧。
It matters a whole lot, doesn't it?
当然是很重要的一件事。
So to a certain degree, our attitudes also affect Jesus' reputation.
所以至少在某个程度的范围之内，我们个人的心态直接影响耶稣的名誉。
Third thing is our attitudes affect the people around us.
第三，我们的处事的态度会影响我们周遭的人。You
can just tell sometimes when a certain person walks into the room, maybe the room gets brighter, everybody smiles more.
有些时候，你看到某个人进入某个场合的时候，这个场合的气氛就兴奋起来。Or
it can be the opposite.
或者是相反的，这个场合气氛马上就变得很严肃。
Our attitudes, as Chuck Swindoll says, affect our home, our workplace, our school, our team, doesn't matter, sports team, research team, our church, and the list goes on.
就刚刚 Chuck Swindoll 讲的，我们的心态、处事的态度会影响我们的家人、我们的工作场合、我们的学校、我们的团队，甚至于我们的教会。
Are you familiar with a chameleon?
有些人，我们是否知道 蜥蜴这个东西，像壁虎的这个。
A chameleon changes colors depending on its surroundings. And I found this picture to be quite amazing because the chameleon had three different colors according to what it was touching.
它不碰着什么，它的颜色就跟着它所接触的那个东西来变。蜥蜴。
And some people are like that. They change their attitudes depending on where they are and who they are around.
有些人也是这样，他跟着他的环境与他所接触的人而改变他的态度。
Well, attitudes do affect the people around us, and we say, well, why?
为什么我们的态度会影响我们周遭的人呢？
It's because attitudes are contagious.
因为我们的态度是有传染性的。
You know, we can contaminate the people around us with bad attitudes just like we give them the flu.
就像这个流感的病毒一样，我们会使旁边的人感染到我们，特别是负面的态度。
How many of you have been washing your hands more and being careful about what you touch and things because it's a flu season, it's a cold season?
有多少人在冬天，特别是流感兴盛的这个季节里面，常常洗你的手吗？
I wish sometimes we could just do that when we're around people with bad attitudes, we could just kind of wash them off and leave.
我也希望常常在接触这些有负面态度的人，我要常常洗手，不被他感染到。
Actually, there are things we can do to prevent people with bad attitudes from infecting us.
有许多我们可以去做，来避免这些负面态度的人对我们产生任何不良的影响。
However, we can also affect them in a positive way, just like giving out $10 bills.
但是反过来，我们也可以用正面的态度去影响我们旁边的人。譬如说，你给他一张10块大钞、10元大钞、100元大钞。
Sometimes we don't have a choice of whom we're around, but sometimes if we have the choice, it's best not to spend time with those with bad attitudes.
当然，我们可以做一个决定，不与有负面态度的人。
So since our attitudes are so important, it brings us to the third question, which is, how can we have new attitudes?
所以如果我们的心态是这么重要的时候，那么我们怎么样来培养一些新的或好的处事的态度呢？
If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23.
如果你有圣经的话，翻开以弗所书，4章23节。
Verse 23, it says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
第4章23节说，我们的心智需要被更新。
See, if we are something like a carburetor, sometimes what we need is not just adjustments, we need to be made new inside. We need to have a kit that would rebuild us, would overhaul us.
所以很多时候，好像我们刚刚讲到那个引擎的气化器一样，仅仅做一些的。 小的调整是不够的，需要大翻修，而且需要靠一些的工具来翻修它。Well,
this carburetor cannot overhaul or rebuild itself.
这个气化器不能够自己做任何的翻修。And
so we need to go to Jesus and ask him to do the overhaul.
所以同样的，我们也不能够翻修我们自己的心态，我们需要到耶稣那里。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
哥林多后书5章17节这样说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
I believe that if you claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ this morning and your attitudes aren't changing to be more of what he wants, then something is wrong with your walk with God.
我认为成为基督的门徒却没有带来心态上面的改变。 你与神同行的这个关系一定是出了问题。So
the first step is to go to Jesus and ask him for an overhaul or a rebuild.
所以第一个步骤是要去基督耶稣那里请求他来做这个我们心态翻新的工作。Now
look at verses 22 through 24.
我们看22到24节那里说什么呢？
Paul has this habit of making really long sentences, and this one sentence goes for three verses.
保罗常常讲的每一句话，很长的，这一句话 包括在这个三节的经文里头。
So he starts off verse 22 and says, "You were taught."
从二十二节说，你需要被教导。
Of course, he's talking about the former way of life, but there are three things he said you were taught.
他说，我们教你三件事情。
First one is to put off your old self.
第一个是脱去以前从前行为上的旧人。
Second thing is to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
第二件事情需要教导你的是要心智改换一新。
And the third one is to put on the new self.
第三个受教导的就是要穿上新人。
I want us to focus on verse 22 where Paul says to put off your, I mean to, where Paul says you're to talk to be made new in the attitude of your mind.
让我们专注第二点，就是二十三节要心智改换一新那件事上。
So then the second step that comes is we need to be taught how.
所以第二步啊，第一步是去耶稣那里寻求改换，第二步呢要怎么样来改呢？
I thought that was kind of an interesting way to say it because I never had anybody sit down with me and say, Steve, I want to teach you how to have this attitude in your life.
很奇怪，我常常没有这样的经历，就是人，跟我坐下来说，我要教你有这种的心态。
But then I realized sometimes we're taught by example, sometimes we're taught by word, and sometimes we're taught just in various life situations.
但是常常我们都经历到我们，受到，间接的影响是借着人的行为、言辞等等。
So I thought I want to look at some verses and see what Paul taught them about their attitudes.
所以我在圣经里面寻找一些保罗教导人有心态的这些有关的词句。
Well, in verse 22 and in verse 24, he says to put off your old self and put on your new self.
在二十二节跟二十四节那里说要脱下你的旧人和穿上你的新人。
So it has to do with our old sinful nature and our new nature in Christ Jesus, our holy nature.
这是指的我们的旧的本性、老的本性和我们在耶稣里面所得到新的生命而讲。
And when he says to put off and to put on, it kind of reminds me of when I go out and work on something and get really dirty and really sweaty and my clothes are a mess.
讲到脱下和穿上，让我想起来，常常我干了一天的粗活，或者是运动激烈，全身的污秽肮脏的时候。
If I were to go in the house and sit down on the couch with all those dirty, grimy, sweaty clothes, what would my wife say?
如果就回到家里面，坐在干净的穿着回到家里面这么污秽肮脏，马上去坐在一个很干净的沙发上，我的妻子会有什么样的感受呢
？Well, we've been married 38 years, so I'm not going to try it. But she would say if I did it, hey.Get off the couch, change your clothes, put on some new clothes, get rid of those dirty old things.
他一定会说，哎，别把我的干净的沙发弄脏了，赶快去换衣服洗澡。
Did you know that we could learn to put off bad attitudes like dirty clothes?
你知道我们可以学习脱掉我们改变我们旧的心态，像我们脱去这个污秽肮脏的衣服那样吗？
I want to continue with this quote from Chuck Swindoll.
我们继续用 Chuck Swindoll 的所讲的话来做例子。
He says the remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day.
是吧？很不可思议的就是每一天我们都有一个采取何种处事态度的这个选择。
We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable.The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude.
他说，我们不可能改变过去，也不能够改变别人，我们甚至更不能够改变那些必然发生的事情。我们唯一可以改变的就是我们个人的态度。
I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it.
我深深体验到发生在我身上的事只占我生命里面的十分之一，其他的十分之九是我如何看待这些事。
And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes.
我们也是一样，我们可以操纵我们处事的态度。
Another thing that Paul told them about attitudes was to think about good things.
另外一个 保罗教导的是我们怎么样来培养一些好的态度。
In Philippians 4, verse 8, he says, Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
保罗在腓立比书第4章第8节那里说，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，你们。 这些事你们要都要思念。
Since the attitude of our minds means the spirit of our minds, we can change our attitude by choosing what things we will think about.
如果既然心智是指头脑中的感受，那么我们就可以决定在脑海里面思想什么事情，来改变我们的心态。And
Paul also says that we should have the same attitudes that Jesus had.
保罗也说，我们应该以耶稣的心为心。
It says in Philippians 2, verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
腓立比书2章5节那里说，当以耶稣基督的心为心。
And in the context, he's talking about humility there.
在那段经文里面，他是指着耶稣的谦卑而讲的。
And another teaching which Paul didn't teach, but which Peter taught, comes from 1 Peter 4, verse 1.
另外一个地方。 在是彼得教导的，就是在彼得前书第4章第1节。
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude.
那里他说，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
And in this context, he's talking about suffering.
在这段经文里面，彼得是在讲受苦的心智。
So the one passage is talking about humility, Jesus' humility. The other is talking about Jesus' attitude in suffering.
所以前面所讲的是耶稣的谦卑，后面所讲的是耶稣受苦的心智。But
I don't think it's wrong to apply this to all of Jesus' attitudes because we are followers of Jesus, and that would include all of his attitudes.
所以我觉得用谦卑和受苦来描述基督处事的态度，并无不妥。 因为我们自己是基督徒，也是耶稣的门徒。
And one thing that will really help us with our attitude is to look at people like Jesus does.
所以我们当学习耶稣基督的心态，其中最能帮助我们改变自己的态度，就是我们学习用耶稣的眼光来看世人。
You know, when Jesus looked at the people, he could have seen people who would never leave him alone. They are always following him, always bugging him.
耶稣看世人的时候，他看见了什么呢？他也许可以看到人不停的骚扰他，不断的来麻烦他。He
could have seen people who are always demanding another miracle.
不断的要求他再显多一个神迹。He
could see people who are always doubting.
他也许可以看见人不断的怀疑他，质疑他。And
he could have just said, "Forget you."
他可以用一个态度，就是走开吧，我不理你们。But
no, that was not his attitude at all.
但这不是耶稣的态度。Tells
us in Matthew 9, verse 36, that when he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
在马太福音9章36节那里记载，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
So when Jesus would look at people, he would look beyond the exterior and he would look at what was inside.
所以当耶稣看人，他看见的是远超过表面的，他看到人内心真正的需要。And
we need to learn to look beyond the exterior, even the bad attitudes, and look at people's real needs.
所以当我们看人，也需要超越外表，甚至负面的心态，而看到人真正内心的需要。
If we will choose to look beyond the bad attitude as Jesus would, sometimes we will see a person who is really hurting.
如果我们像耶稣一样，我们看的是超越负面外表负面的态度之后，我们就可以看见一个受伤的心。If
we will look beyond what bothers us as Jesus would, sometimes we'll see a person who is really lonely.
如果我们可以超越外表人骚扰我们的话，我们可以看见，也许可以看见一个孤单的灵。
If we will look beyond another person's anger and desire to hurt other people, as Jesus would look, sometimes we'll see someone who has been abused.
如果我们像耶稣一样，可以看超越人外表的怒气和蓄意伤害的那种倾向，就也许可以看见这个人是曾经被虐待的人。
And if we look beyond that controlling and demanding person as Jesus would, sometimes we will see someone who is very, very insecure.
如果我们可以像耶稣一样看见一个常常狭制、苛刻要求的人的话，也许我们可以看见这个人的内心，也许是曾经是一个缺乏安全感的生命。
With God's help, we can learn to have Christ-like attitudes.
神帮助我们可以学习基督的心态。
Well, as you can imagine, there is a lot more to say about attitudes.
也许我们都知道有关这个心态的事情，我们有很多很多很丰富的教导。And
the Lord willing, I will teach on this some more in the future to where we would look at specific attitudes and what the Bible says about them.
如果神愿意，我们以后有 机会继续分享教导，某一些特别的心态。But
I think that's enough for today, and actually probably gives you enough to work on for quite a while, right?
但是今天我所讲的这些只是做一个开始而已，但是已经足够你去有一些的思考与反应。It
does me because I have attitudes that need to be worked on as well.
我个人也有一些的心态需要替。
Some of us are making excuses right now.
但是有些人也许在会这个时候在寻找一些的借口。Some
of you are saying, "But Steve, you don't have any idea what my life is like."
有些人会说，牧师，你真不了解我人生有如何的艰难。You
don't know how bad my health and my boss and my coworkers and my spouse and my children and my parents, all the rest. You don't know what they're like.
你也许根本不知道我的健康的问题，我的上司、我的同事、我配偶、儿女、父母，为人如何？
And you're thinking, well, Steve, if you had to live in my shoes for a week, you would think that these attitudes are impossible.
也许你只要过我的生活，在一个星期之内，你就知道要我培养好的心态是多么的不可能。
You are right about one thing. I do not know what most of your lives are like.
是的，我真的不了解你的人生如何。But
I will assure you that I've had many times in my life when it's been extremely difficult, and I know what it's like to struggle with bad attitudes, and I know what it's like to have them because I've had them.
但是我可以保证，我个人也经历过艰难的人生阶段，也会缺乏一些正面的人生态度。
Sometimes I failed miserably.
I just did.
Whatever that means must be translated that sentence already, right?
Yeah, you are translating for me now.
Wow, bit of interpretation. I'm also thankful to say that with God's help, there are times when I've had right attitudes, and so I know it is possible with God's help to have right attitudes.
但是偶尔经过神的帮助，我也可以培养一些正面的态度，所以我知道这些事情是可能的。I
am not saying that it's easy.
我并不是说这是一个容易的事情。But
I am saying it is the best way.
但我知道这是一个最好的一条路。I
am saying it's Jesus' way, and with help, His help, it is possible.
我知道这是耶稣的路，他帮助我们，所以我们做得到。But
we have some choices to make.
我们有一些的抉择是需要去做的。And
to illustrate it, I want to tell you a story about a pastor by the name of Floyd Faust.
用来做例子，我愿意介绍一个牧师，他的名字叫做 Floyd Faust.
He says that early in his ministry, he met two very handicapped men.
他说他在早期服事的阶段里面遇到两个伤残的人士。The
first one's name was Worrell, who had been stricken with rheumatoid arthritis when he was 15 years old.
第一个人他15岁就得了风湿性的关节炎。
And when he had met him 30 years later, he was totally paralyzed except for one finger.
但30年后，这个牧师遇到这个伤残的人的时候，他除了一个手指以外，全身都残废。
He could just barely speak and was blind as well.
他仅仅的可以说一些的话，他也几乎是双眼失明。
But he had a string tied to that one finger that would work.
但是他靠着一条绳子系在他的手指上，他就可以工作。
And with that string, he could turn on a recorder to record what he said.
因为他用这个绳子系在他手上，可以启动一个录音机。
And what he said was published in national magazines. Books were published by what he said, and he had a very, very happy and influential life from his bed.
就这样，他可以把他心里面所想的录下来，他成为一个全国性的杂志的专栏作者，也写了很多的书。就这样子躺在床上，他过了一个满足有影响力的生活。
This is only possible because he had been prayed for, but God had chosen not to heal him, and so he had a different attitude.
他怎么能够这样子做呢？原因是他经过祷告以后，神虽然没有医治他的病，但是帮他建了一个正面的心态。
Here's what he said. Well, Lord, if this is the size of plot in life you staked out for me, let you and me together show the world what we can grow on it.
他这样子祷告，如果神这就是你所给我的份，我就按着本分，在我所受的限制里面来学习成长。
Second man's name was Cliff, and he had been a powerful construction worker.
第二个人，他曾经是一个年轻力壮的建筑工人。
But when he was 18 years old, he fell off of a dirt moving vehicle and a huge wheel ran over him and sheared his spinal cord just above his hips.
但是当18岁那一年，在一次意外当中，他从推土机上摔下来，被一个大轮子斩过而变成半身不遂。
The doctors told him after they had saved his life that you'll never walk or sit up in a chair again.
他虽然捡回了一条命，但是医生却宣布他这辈子再也不能够走路，甚至也不能够坐在椅子上。
But Cliff insisted that God never intended for anybody to live like this, and with God, all things are possible.
但是这个人说，他相信神不会让任何人如此过余生。他在神凡事都能啊。
So he said, I'm praying for and expecting my miracle, and one of these days I'll walk out of the hospital.
所以他开始祷告，期望、盼望这个神迹，有日他能够走出这间医院。
And when I do, I'll thumb my nose at you unbelieving doctors.
如果当那一天实现的话，他会去讥笑那些不相信他的医生。
God chose not to heal him, and so he just continued to grow more despairing, more critical, and bitter as his life was wasted away.
但神并没有医治他，因此这个人就逐渐的绝望，怨世和苦毒随着他逐渐消失，消残的生命。
So let me ask you, what was the difference between the first man, Laurel, and the second man, Cliff?
所以我问你，这两个人中间的不同是什么呢？他们同样遭受很大不幸。
One word, and that word is attitude.
他们开始的时候是一样，结果却是天渊之别，就是因为他们有不同的心态。
I found this quote a long time ago. I don't even know where it came from, and I don't even know if I have it exactly right, but I put it up on my board, and I want to show it to you.
在我的家里面，我把这一个格言放在那里，我已经不知道是从哪里而来，也不知道是否完全的正确，但是我愿意与你分享。
What happens to you in life is not what really matters. What really matters is your attitude towards what happens.
这句话就是说，生命中发生了什么事情，并不是最要紧的，而最要紧的 却是我们用什么态度来面对这些发生的事情。
So I have a question for you this morning.
所以今早我对大家有一个问题。
How many of us want to be more like Jesus?
有多少人愿意更像耶稣？
We'll pray for the rest of you.
我为其他没有举手的人祷告。
Please don't get a bad attitude towards me for picking on you. Well, if you want to be more like Jesus, then I have some homework for you.
如果你愿意更像耶稣的话，我今天有给你一些的课业，工作你回家要去做的。
Write down one attitude in your life that you know is a bad one. Ask Jesus to overhaul your attitude and take the steps we have talked about this AM and be new in the spirit of your mind.
如果你认清在一样在你生命里面不正确或者负面的态度写下来，然后请耶稣来帮助你做一个完全的翻修。
So on its bottom line, put down the attitude and maybe somebody's name, because it might involve another person that you need to work on.
所以在这个你的笔记的最下角写下来你这个不这个负面的态度，也许他跟某一个人有关联的，把那个人的名字也写在那里。
I know some of you have a bad attitude about homework, but God can help you with that too.
我知道，也许有人对做功课很反感，但是神可以帮助你改变你的态度。